The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's Johnny.
So good.
Oh,
so
Joe good. Tobin. Yeah, he wanted me to play it again for him, so I did.
Yeah. So I came in just as you were talking about The Shining with your previous guest. Now, I had not seen that movie.
What?
Until like I think less like a year and a half ago.
Gotta be kidding me.
No, because like I grew up and I never got into scary movies. I saw Poltergeist when I was a kid.
Okay.
Thinking that it was going to be like, oh, noisy ghost. It'll be like Casper right. the Ghost, but yeah. a movie. And, you know, that was pretty scary when you're, like, 8 or 9 years old.
Right.
And I just scarred me from, like, horror films. So I'm like, all right, I'm missing a lot of good films. I got to watch some horror films. So one of the ones was The Shining. I watched it Halloween night. I did it right. I turned all the lights off in my apartment.
Oh, my God.
And, oh, man. Well, obviously, I mean, it's a great movie.
Scares the hell out of
me. It really does. And, like, during one particularly creepy scene, I'm not lying, something felt like a loaf of bread fell off my shelf, like, very loudly. I had to pause the film. I jumped. I was like, I jumped. Then I let, yeah.
You know, blood coming out of the elevator banks.
Yeah.
Jack down there. Jack's a naughty boy. What is exactly does he type?
All work and no play makes Jack
a dull boy. Dull boy.
Jack, yes, and did like a 200 pages
I was up in Portland at the time. I'd seen it a few times, and one of the second time I saw it with my friends, I recognized where the location was that they were shooting it is up at the
Broadmoor?
Timberline Lodge.
Oh.
Up in Portland. And, well, part of it is, and I was like, oh, that's scary.
Oh, I'd like to go there.
Because I kind of know where that is. You would love it. But, I mean, they only use certain segments, but, I was like, oh.
Does anybody remember the room number?
No. Something 37, 237? There's a 37 in there.
I think you're right. Let's see.
I also, you know, what else I watched? All right, so I give Kubrick a lot of credit. He's one of my favorites anyway.
237.
Yes.
Boy, that's good.
But he has this incredible neck. He does it in The Shining, and he does it in Clockwork Orange, too, where, like, there's nudity on screen. There's naked women, which usually is the best part of any film.
Right.
And it's still really creepy. Like, there's that scene in The Shining when, like, the lady gets out of the tub, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, the old lady.
Like, I'm supposed to be enjoying this, but I'm not because I'm so freaked out.
Yeah.
It's great. So good.
No, but you're right. He can really, he just plays it against what we're socialized to think, oh, boobies and movies. Ah, it's definitely not that.
Yeah, but you know, the thing about The Shining and you talking about horror movies, now, I don't like slasher films, so
no.
I don't like violence, that kind of stuff, so I can't watch a lot of that.
No.
But when they're so well done as The Shining, you know. And
is it the suspense?
It is.
Yes
I think that's you're right.
What Kubrick also does is his sound, his audio is amazing. Just the scoring of it holds the suspense. It was like there was like a sink or a faucet running in the background, like a pipe sort of sound. And there's really sustained long scenes, not a lot of cuts in like where, you know, Jack's kind of going crazy and you don't know if he's sold his soul to the devil, but he has. And I just remember that sound, it just, you couldn't shake it.
And he's having cocktails in the bar.
Yeah, sell my soul for
that's
a drink.
That's great. And of course, the lighting during the chase scene through the maze at night.
Is amazing.
Yeah, and the snow and the cat, the snow cat. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's been fun. I watched Psycho, which I had never seen.
That's a good one.
Very good. And it's like, yeah, it has scary parts, but it's just a good movie.
Right.
Like, it's just a great movie. Like your guest was saying, like, it's one of those films that once it comes on, you're like, well, I'm just going to watch this now.
What else have you?
Do we count Alien as a horror film? It's just a good movie. That's not really a horror film.
Were there any horror movies that totally disappointed?
I watched, what was the one, what's the one, the girl at the prom? Carrie, right? The
oh, yeah,
one?
Carrie.
That
yeah.
wasn't, that didn't.
Yeah,
that
I saw that as a kid when it was on TV. And I mean, it was already playing on TV, so it was a little sanitized. But that was plenty creepy for me.
So I Dragged Me to Hell, which is, this, I believe, a Sam Raimi, relatively, like, I think, like, early 2000s. Which was pretty spooky. I saw The Witch.
Ooh,
out in theaters now. Have you seen that one yet?
No.
It's good. Did you see it, Valerie?
I've seen the promo for it, and it's like a person with no face or something. It scares me.
Oh, I don't know
okay.
about that part.
Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
I squinted it a little bit, but I don't recall that.
No,
it's like the Puritan era family that moves out to the woods where there might or may not be a bunch of witches in
no,
the forest.
I don't.
Oh, it's good. Same thing. It's suspenseful, slow build. No, very little, like, blood or gore, no gore. You're just like,
right.
One of those films, and Shining's like it, too. As soon as, like, you just see the setting, and you're like, oh, yeah,
there are settings that are just chilling.
They're in bad shape.
It's like I said to Tim Sika, it's just crazy to me that Stephen King, of course, wrote the novel, but he so much disliked
hates
the film.
It. He's so butthurt about
yes,
it. Yes,
he just
me up.
Hated Kubrick's version.
He took out all this stuff that I liked.
Right, right. And, like, and so he did his own version, and it was god-awful.
Terrible.
He did his own version.
He did like a TV miniseries.
Yes. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, Valerie, you got it.
I'm really glad I didn't know that.
Well, I would tell you to watch it, but it would be a waste of time.
I never even read his book, so, you know, I don't get it.
Like, is it really, must you complain about, like, you have one of the greatest filmmakers ever.
Well, you would think now that he's rethought that process. Yeah.
Can I just say, worst upper lip ever? On
ooh, King?
On Stephen King. I know it's an odd thing to fixate on, but, you know, grow a mustache or something. Hide
I like
it.
That there's maybe a list. You're like, worst ever.
Maybe worst take Ken lip. Burns' bangs and paste them over your lip. Do something. I don't know.
All right. Joe Tobin, I know you're a sports guy. So
yes, big time.
Are you
love
following
it.
The Masters?
Not yet. I usually put it on Sunday and take a nap.
That's, yes, we were talking about that
Sunday
during the
golf
break.
Naps are the best.
Indeed, yes, yeah. And you can, you know, with it, you can watch again tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, especially if it's going to rain. Why not
yeah.
have a nap?
I mean, all I know, I saw that Spieth is. I think he still ahead. I know he was ahead yesterday.
He's minus four after round two, and McIlroy is behind him, followed by Piercy. Yeah. But
all these young guns. How's Tiger doing?
Tiger's not playing. But Ernie Els had the worst opening hole of all time at the Masters yesterday.
Oh, was the worst of all time?
Yes, of all time.
Man.
He took 9 strokes on a par 4 hole.
Yeah.
He missed a 3-foot putt for par, and then he missed 5 more putts from within 3 feet.
Man.
And
you can't do it. 9 shots?
You can't
do 9 shots at putt-putt. They take the ball away from you.
And by the way, he was first. So this is the first hole. So listen to this.
This is the first hole for bogey. All right, so it's a par 4. That's his fifth. Okay. That's 6. That's 7.
And at this point in time, there's all kinds of weird things going through your brain.
What do you do?
Well, you're trying to stop what's happening. You know what's happening, and can I go back and start over again?
It's the first hole of the Masters, and then he misses that, and he makes a sextuple bogey, 10. That's the highest score that's 10? Ever been recorded in the history of the first hole. It's a par 4. He made 10, and it took 6 putts from. Inside 2 feet.
Wow. I guess he's a pretty stable temper because I probably would have thrown the club and got the hell out there.
That's got to be just a horrible feeling that's got to be.
I know, right?
People all around looking like trying not to.
I guess the best thing that he could think about, I mean, if I were to look back on this, I would say, well, thank God I did this on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't do it on a Saturday or Sunday.
No.
I think he's
got to be done, right? How did he do today? How many tens did he get today?
That's interesting. Show more players. Show more players.
There was a story, like one of my favorite
golf
stories.
No, I don't even see him in the top 10, so I don't know where he's at.
CBS got busted once a couple years ago for, like, piping in additional nature sounds to the broadcast.
I know, isn't that crazy?
And the story that I read, the way they got busted was that an ornithologist wrote in and said, that bird call that's playing, that bird is not native to where the golf course is.
That is the nerdiest thing I've heard in a long time. And how could they get buzzed? I mean, you just try and make it more bucolic.
Hey, who's the guy, now the name escapes me, who plays really slow, the big famous guy? And they were complaining 2 weeks ago that he was playing way too slow. It took him like 8 hours, and they were like, dude, let's speed it up.
John Daly. Well, he's probably playing slow because he's doing shots every time he takes like drink shots.
Are you sure it was John Daly? We're going to have to look.
That is not native to this studio. I think that's been being piped in.
It's a cuckoo bird, be coming from the studio. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with Joe Tobin. We're going to talk. Look, I have a big sex pile for you.
Awesome. That's favorite sentence of the day.
There you go. On the way on the Drex Radio Show. But first, let's take a look at traffic with Lee Graham.
That I'd be saved some sunny day, safe from throwing my life away. That I'd be saved some sunny day from throwing my life away. Keep singing, whoa, keep singing. Praise it to the heavens with my voice ringing. Keep singing, whoa, keep singing. Clap to the beat till my hands stinging. And I'll be saved some sunny
day. Put the birds
day.
Behind that, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Throwing remix.
Throwing my life. Well, at least he said the word day.
Red rum.
Instant remix we got there.
Okay, so that's Rick Astley.
That was the Rick Astley song?
Yeah, that's his new song. But by the way, we have to correct it. We said this. Who is the slow player? Jason Day.
John Daly.
Yeah, John Daly is that guy.
Okay. John Daly, also a very good drink, by the way. If you ever had a John Daly, those will knock
you
out.
Oh, there is a drink, John Daly? Yeah.
What goes into those?
It's an Arnold Palmer with vodka.
Oh, okay, right on.
They are there you good. Go. They will mess you up.
Well, Karen, give us that a try and let me know how that works.
Last time I drank those, I woke up. I went from like being in the bar at like 6 p.m. to just waking up the next morning. And on my bed next to me was a pair of pants. My pants, not the ones I was wearing. So at some point, I just grabbed an extra pair of pants. Yeah, I don't know.
Something happened.
But anyway, that was the Rick Astley. That sounded nothing like Rick Astley.
Well, here we go.
There you go.
Now, this one was Rick Rolls.
Rick Rolling.
Exactly. What was that, Rick
well,
Rolling?
Well, that's hackers will, like, for example, they were jamming all ISIS tweets. They were hacking into them so that anytime someone would click on a tweet or something, they would get the Rick Astley song.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's been used for good. You could use the Rick Roll for good or evil, but this is for good.
All right. Well, Anonymous, have at it. Sure, yeah. Okay. Rick Astley, that Keep Singing song, that clip is his first since 1987.
Really?
Yes.
He didn't have anything in between?
Well, he may have tried, but I don't think anything's worked. he retired, it says here, in 1993. At
87 to 93, huh?
Right, at age of 27. So the hit was very early. Well, that kind of sucks.
That was not, yeah.
He was writing on that one hit for, what, 8 years?
I guess.
I'd cash
I've
in.
Already forgotten that song. There's no hook
Never
there.
Never going to give you.
No, no, the new
the
one.
Keep Singing.
Oh, I was like, that,
but you proved my point.
It. Right, yeah. No. Red Rum. Okay. So, are you ready for your...
I'm ready.
Yes.
I have no idea what this is, but I'm very excited.
Sex test. Okay.
Oh, it's a test?
Well, no, not really.
Okay, I love those.
It just included my stupid news, and I just compiled all this stuff. I thought, well, you're coming in here, and we could just talk about sex since it's Friday night. So we have four new stats on threesomes.
Okay.
That's 12 new stats on one thing.
Yes. Yeah. If you tried everything to talk your wife or girlfriend into having one or a threesome nothing's ever worked, well, you might be swayed by the math, but I don't know. Anyway, new study from the University of Wisconsin, Oshkosh, found some new stats on what people between 18 and 24 think about threesomes.
Okay.
Overall, they're not all constantly having orgies like you would think, but a lot of them seem to be cool with jumping in on one, you know, one or two of them. Here are the results. 25% of men and 8% of the women said they've had a threesome that involved either two men and one woman or two women and one man. But 82% of the men and 31% of the women say they'd be interested in having one. Men actually wanted to know. This is really weird. Men actually wanted to know everyone involved in the threesome. Women only wanted to know everyone if they're the third person is joining a couple. In other words, if you and your wife have a threesome, she'll want to be, you know, she'll want it to be with a stranger.
She will or he will?
She will. She'll want it to be with a stranger.
I don't think he's going to care. Is that what they're saying? Like, he's not gonna,
I think so. Both men and women have no judgments about people who have threesomes. So, hey, let it ride, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
I'm being really quiet about this. I'm doing the math, though. It was like, I'm so many numbers.
Well, I mean,
82% of the men said they were.
Yeah.
But more men than women were interested in threesomes.
So I think the takeaway from that study is that 18% of men are liars. That's the math that I'm getting.
Have
from
we
that.
All been involved in one? I have.
I have two hands. Okay.
Yeah.
Does that count?
Yeah. All right. Yes.
I have not, dude. I got to come
clean. A couple times. But, I remember it being fun. But it was, you know, I think to do that on a regular basis, it would get awkward because someone's always left out.
I was invited into a couple's situation once. I was like, oh, how – that is so sweet. Bless your heart. Oh, that's – you too. You're pretty great too. I'm going to go now.
No, you're way
out of my comfort zone.
So, Drake, now you're a straight dude. You? Yes or no?
All of the above.
All the above. All right. Was it an MMF? Was it two men or was it two women in the threesome?
It was another man and a woman.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
right.
Okay.
Well, I'm thinking like for me, like I'm a straight dude.
That's better than crickets.
That is true.
No, it wasn't crickets, I can tell you that. No, it was fun, but I just don't think that I would do it on a regular basis, because if you get involved in these sort of things, then the relationship thing gets odd.
I don't know.
Yeah, especially if you know the couple.
There's the open relationship concept. Mm. I'm cool with the concept. It does not apply to my world. But other than that, I'm like, okay.
It was what you said. So it was a couple who invited me in.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm like,
I have a lot of friends that have been in that situation. Yeah, a couple okay.
Right. And so I just felt that it was once was enough, because it
can
get
off the bucket list, right?
Well, and it can get weird.
I would imagine so. Yeah. I'm blushing just thinking about it.
Right.
You know, the red light, this is my micro is on. It's actually, that's the color of my cheeks right now. Yes.
I know it is an awkward conversation to have when you're asking us.
Well, I don't.
Well, Karen, have you? I'm sure. Oh, please.
No, she's shaking her head. No. She's like, no.
No.
Well, now, Joe, Mr. Tobin?
No. Negative.
Negative Horry. No. Okay.
You're not
so
interested.
So break down the math, though. Break down the math.
I wouldn't say that.
So you're in that. You're 82 in the 82%.
Sure.
I would like to try it.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah. Do you think your wife would be down with that?
I don't. I'm not married.
Oh, you're not married.
Girls,
okay.
Ladies.
So don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
But I guess how it could be weird. Like the couple. I wonder. Like the couples like sit around and like vet their friends, try to figure
they
out.
They do.
Like,
yes.
You know, because they're like, we're very careful. You know, we're just. And I was like, bless your heart. You even made granola for me.
No.
Portland couple. I'm like, oh.
It was a drunken situation. And, and it was late at night. And then you get the invitation. Let's go home. And then, I don't know.
There you go.
Yeah, like, it was really weird.
It started
weird.
Out, we were all on the same Uber, man. And then it just went from there.
Mustache rides. Oh, wait, that's Lyft.
Uber.
Oh,
I have a great Uber story coming up next.
Oh,
we're going to take a break and we'll be back.
On the next generation of KGO. 810.
And away we go, and we're back. Boy, what an awkward set that was. We all sat around here and talked about threesomes. And all turned red.
Yeah.
All three of us.
All three of us.
A lot of math. One more math.
I know, right? Right. Yeah.
Go all work.
That was crazy.
Number two pencil. I'm more like number three pencil. I mean, am I right? You guys are.
We were all begging for the truth from each other. And we found out, too. Okay, so people with red bedroom walls have the least sex. That's right. After the whole 50 Shades of Grey thing, I'm sure plenty of couples painted their walls red, just like the ones in the pleasure dungeon, right?
There's red. I didn't realize. I've not seen that film.
No, neither have I.
I should put it on my horror film list. I'm sure it's pretty scary to sit through.
Yes, you probably should. Yes. Here's why you shouldn't take advice from poorly written books that started off as from somebody that was a Twilight fan. Fiction. So here's the survey. They found that people who have red walls in their bedrooms have the least sex of anyone. People who have their walls painted a caramel color have the most sex. They also found that a few less sexy results with other paint colors. People with blue walls sleep the best. People with purple walls are the most likely to have insomnia. And people with gray walls are the most likely to do online shopping in bed. Who does this stuff? I don't know. But if you have a red bedroom, your pleasure dungeon, it's a bad idea.
Just like the movie was a bad idea. I'm so that person almost. I've actually really wanted to paint my walls gray. And I've been shopping online for my imaginary accessories in my bedroom with the gray walls.
Yeah, that's a neutral color, right?
Oh, boy. That's a pretty good test. Was that from Cosmo?
No, I didn't.
it was scientifically.
Let me see here. Scientific American, how about this? So we have some good news for you. If you have a thing for someone and you think it's a pretty sure thing, well, keep looking. This actually came from Harvard. They found that the more you look at the face of someone, the more attractive you think they are. So even if your first impression of a person is that they're ugly, if you keep looking at them long enough, you'll eventually start to find them kind of attractive.
So it's like a Stockholm Syndrome approach to love.
You make
the best. Well, yeah. You convince yourself it's really...
You know, it's not that bad.
Yeah. These red walls, they're okay.
Yeah.
The researchers got the idea because an old study that found when people looked at a color for a long time, they thought it looked brighter. So that's called the enhancement effect. And now we know that it works for faces, too. So we really should try to take advantage of that. So, I think it's one of those things also that once you get to know that person, you find them attractive in other ways.
I am a firm believer that the human race has procreated to the place that we continue to exist because night was invented. I'm sure that if we did not have night, have you seen some of the people out there?
I've been in Alaska during the summer solstice. Yeah, yes. When the sun never sets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't set in the winter. Like even for 20 minutes?
No.
No. Yeah. So that means basically if you're out with your special someone and he or she is staring longingly at you for a long period of time, it means they're simply trying to convince themselves that you are attractive.
That's right. Correct.
You nailed it. If I keep looking, this 5 more minutes, and it's going to click.
I want to run some other stuff by you.
These are such fascinating studies. How do you get into academics? Like, how do we miss?
Well, I just love this stuff. I dig for this.
Threesomes and what color.
Yeah, I dig for this dirt all day.
But the researchers, man, that's got to be a great gig.
Don't you love? Yeah, I mean, especially the colleges.
Yeah.
I mean, who?
And the college students are getting paid for this? That's great.
I'm sure. Here's another one. This is from the Daily Mail. A new study found that sex lasts an average of 5 minutes and 24 seconds, but some couples had an average as low as 33 seconds, and some had an average of up to 44 minutes.
Wait a minute. So somebody's got a stopwatch.
So the average time for couples was as short as 33 and as long as 44, but the average time for all couples was 5 minutes and 24 seconds.
That's your average couple thing. Right.
Yeah.
At what point do they call it sex?
Well, I don't know.
I
have a guess.
And by the way,
go.
When the pencil and the pencil sharpener, there you go.
Yes, when the bird wakes up, it's awake. So you got to do something with it.
I'm not trying to be all like gender normal, whatever. If I'm running this study and I have the stopwatch, that's when I'm clicking the start button.
Now, I don't know about you guys, but, morning is always, I loved morning sex.
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
Me too. As I've gotten older, too, it's like, I like to go to bed early.
It's especially awesome when you can go back to bed and they cook breakfast. That's the best. Am I right, Karen?
Screaming at me because I'm a guy. No, I hate
morning sex.
You hate morning sex. Okay.
Wow. You do?
I don't like getting up in the morning at all for anything ever.
Well, that's why we do this shift. So, yes, morning to us would be 10 or 11 in the morning, but that still would be morning sex.
Then I like it.
Okay, then you like it.
Look at that.
That's why we like doing this shift.
Well, look, and if you don't like it, you're looking at like 5.5 minutes. So it's not going to be, it's going to.
Right. Right.
Are we talking about mourning as in someone died and we're very sad and we enjoy it? Is like a gothic thing?
Look, I mean, some people don't like to have sex in the morning. They want to have it at night.
Okay. It's a pretty important.
That's like breakfast.
I don't know that I had a preference. I just, it's like pizza. It's pretty much good all the time.
Right.
Morning's better.
I think so too. Yeah.
I can see where biologically for men it totally would be.
It is because we've been dreaming
you
about it.
You got the testosterone
and
up.
Yes,
I get it.
Really, you guys are looking really hard for reasons. I'm just like I have.
At night
I have a bottle of wine in me, and in the morning I don't. So like it's a little, there's.
It's too easy now, especially with the porno. You just reach over to the phone and it's like, okay.
Remind me to never touch your phone.
Let's take care of this.
I am never touching your phone. Just saying.
I didn't say which device it was. Okay. So it would be the one in my pocket. The researchers say there wasn't any difference with or without a condom or whether the guy was circumcised or not. There was an effect tied to the age, though. The older the couple was, the quicker they were done.
They needed a study for this?
Well,
So that might have been the 40, like, the 33 seconds.
Chondroitin isn't so good in the joints after a while, you know?
Right.
It's like running a race, really?
Well, but I mean,
first thing in the morning, really? Well, at the end of the day,
shocking results here that these people are publishing. Wow, who'd have thought?
And they got paid money for these.
We found that people have sex for a shorter time as they get older. Wow, thank you so much for publishing that.
Well, you know what? So you shouldn't feel bad if you're a couple and you have sex for 5 minutes and 24 seconds because that's the average.
That's the average. That's not even stairway. That's like still 2 minutes of Stairway to Heaven left.
Oh, my God. Stairway to Heaven, 753.
Yeah, 753. Okay, right. There you go. Yeah. So you know.
Yes.
That's great.
Oh, I know.
So you can
times
have sex with your husband or wife and then still catch the solo at the end.
Right.
Well, the solo's more in the middle, but you can still catch the end.
Oh, my God.
I mean, if you wanted to do the long version of Freebird, you would have 14,
10. Oh, yeah. Well, not yet.
Yeah.
You better be in your 20s or 30s for that one.
Right. Okay.
A couple just measures their sex life based on what classic rock song they can make it to
heaven.
The end of.
Yes, if you could do Stairway to Heaven, 753, you'd be.
We used to do Stairway. Now we're just like the national anthem, that's as far as we can get.
I used to love that when I worked at KSJO. It would be, let's put on Stairway to Heaven or Do You Feel Like We Do, which is 14 minutes.
Sure.
Yeah, go outside and smoke a joint, come back in. Yeah.
Love it.
Those were the KSJO days. Man, that was, yes. And this was good. This was, 7:53 was long enough to go out and get stoned.
Totally.
Yeah.
And again, apparently...
we have all done it in the control room.
Enough time to have an average amount of sex.
Are you asking if we've had sex in the control room? Oh, you have, Karen.
Not in the morning.
Karen, you never talk on the air. You always just talk in my ear. It's not really fair.
We know it wasn't in the morning, that's for sure.
Yeah, we know it wasn't in the morning. That's for damn sure. Yeah.
Very late at night.
Yeah,
man. Now we just got
started. Well, I have to tell you something. I mean, if I'm being honest about sex, have I had it when I was on the air? Yeah. While you're on the air, high five from over here. Nice. You mean like while the mic, while you're talking, not just like, that's cool, man. That was the commentary, being a night jock.
What did you sound like?
Wow.
What did I sound? My voice was several octaves higher.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's great, man.
Man, you can multitask.
On the new Q106. My God, yes. And I was the only person in the building.
Except for that. The other
hoping
two people.
There were at least two people. Hey,
look, if you are on the radio and this is your career and you always knew what you wanted to do, of course this is going to run through your mind. You're going to think to yourself, if I'm the night jock and if I'm the only guy in this building, why would I not want to, get the horn honked while I'm doing
Joe
my
Tobin,
thing?
Joe Tobin, you're a stand-up comic.
Sure.
Yeah.
You've always is that one of your, like, goals on comedy is while you're on stage, you're hitting the one-liners and you come back to tag that the punchline and...
It would be hilarious, though.
It would be.
It
would be John Cleesian.
If the material's not, no one's a little slow, maybe.
It would be John Cleesian.
Have you seen Tobin's new chunk? He just has sex.
He has new junk.
It's great. It's only about 5.5 minutes. It's like an industry set length.
And he's got a bit.
And I've gotten away with so much,
got
too.
Crowd work in the middle of it.
You know, I also as a night jock, we had a ratings party, and we were number one at night, and I had this girl like pouring margaritas into my mouth, and I was doing the show on the floor drunk.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
Did I get into radio at the wrong time or what?
Yes, you should have been in radio during the 80s and 90s. My God, we were having a good time. Yeah. All right, we got to take a break and we'll be back. Yeah, 7:53, people.
That sigh. It's like, oh, man.
Oh, man.
Those times were so good then.
I know, right?
It was morning all the time.
And now I'm at KGO and I have to be a good boy. I can still be naughty on the air, that's for sure. And I'll continue to do so. That's why it is the next generation of KGO. And with a look at traffic, here's Lee Graham.
...of KGO 810.
And away we go with Joe Tobin.
Was Stairway going the whole time?
We're still going with the Stairway to Heaven. Oh, my God.
The pacing is right It's about right. I see that.
See, so this is right about the point where, you know, when you finish your average amount of sex, you come
in
just to catch
5:44.
Just catch the end of it here.
Right. Let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
Right. Because when they slow down, we're done.
Yeah.
And I'm out of here. Okay. by the way, Joe Tobin will be at Open Mic Night at Doc's Lab in North Beach. And you can go to joetobin.com. all of his information and to bother him and send him sexy emails and messages.
All welcome.
Right. All good. Hey, wanted to run this by you.
Okay.
Did you go to Vegas?
Sure. Yes. Yeah. Love Vegas.
Now, I love Steve Wynn, but I'm not sure what where he's going with this message that he put out today. So, I don't know. He's like America's modern day Marie Antoinette or something, or at least he sounded like it during this meeting with investors He's a multi-billionaire now, you know. Yeah. Steve Wynn's got a lot of cash. And I love staying at his place. I mean, it's fabulous. But he blasted poor people. Wynn, the owner of Wynn and Encore, made this presentation this week. And he said, rich people only like being around rich people. Nobody likes being around poor people, especially poor people.
Has he been to Las Vegas?
He's also been...
Yes, he has. Yes, he went broke.
Yeah, I think he's just showing a lot of self-loathing.
Well, he added this. He said that his company caters to the top end of the gaming world. He said, we're sort of the Chanel or Louis Vuitton. And I don't know. Let them eat cake was catchier, I think.
I expressed off the air how I felt about his statement, how he's basically saying, you take any group of people, they only like to be around... their group of people. They don't like other groups of people. So in this case, rich plus rich, not poor. But then he goes a step further and says, poor people don't even like being around poor people. I'm like, that is
what
just...
What does he mean by poor? Also, like,
jerk.
What's his definition of...
Middle income, yeah, average age, probably. I don't know. I mean, average income. I don't know. Anybody who cannot afford the Chanel of gaming.
And that's just ridiculous. Like, you know what? It's really ridiculous.
That makes him sound like a real...
Yeah, it does.
And
yeah.
I think that even other a-holes wouldn't like to be around him.
Yeah, because...
Like, maybe even Trump would be like, dude, I don't know. No, actually, he sounds a lot... He kind of sounds Trumpy there.
Okay, so let me ask you. Do you have rich friends?
Yeah.
Okay, so I do.
I think I don't know, actually. I don't
anyone compared to me is rich.
So let's talk about this for a second. So I enjoy hanging out being in their company? Yes. And do they have nice things and fun things and a fabulous home and nice cars? Yes, I do. I mean, who doesn't like that stuff? But they're just people, you know? When I leave their place, I go back to my, with my friends, or I sit on my board and room sofa like I always do.
Well, exclusivity.
Room and board,
The richer you are, there's a little study that came out. They're saying that the richer you are, the more your world view is that it's one about exclusion. It's being exclusive. So that holds true.
Well, I think I tell you what else I think it is. I think there's a paranoia involved in it.
Mm.
You know, I mean, the uber rich.
Oh, okay. Well,
you know what I'm saying? Almost like they're afraid to be around.
Well, yeah, the guillotine happens.
Yeah, the revolution.
Uh-huh.
That kind of thing.
Well, there's
can
your
you
Marie
hear the
Antoinette.
People sing?
Right. Okay. Yeah, right.
Yeah. I'd be looking over my rich shoulder too, talking like that.
What is where is he giving these
well,
statements?
He was talking to investors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah. Yes.
I will kiss you on your rich behind.
Rich people only like being around rich people. Nobody likes being around poor people, especially poor people.
How would he know?
I don't know.
Is that a joke? I don't even know what that means. Especially, again, like you walk down the strip in Vegas. Ooh, terrifying. Terrifying.
Yeah. You know what? I have a two-day limit. It used to be three or four. It's two.
Same here.
Isn't that strange?
The only time I can say I've been in Vegas was for a layover for a flight, and that was like 2 hours.
Oh, really?
And it was 2 hours too long.
Oh, no, you got to
go. I was just at the airport, and so the machines were just ding, 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 ding.
Oh, that's, yeah,
2 hours.
No, you got to go and do it up. You got to go to this.
Oh, I want $1,000 playing slots at the airport.
Really?
Yes.
I want to fly with you.
Hey, I want to tell you something. I was told when I won the $1,000 that they're some of the best slots to play at the airport.
Ones?
Yeah, they're loose. Yeah,
loose slots. Now loose that sounds slots. Like something right. else you'd find on the strip.
It's great
in Vegas.
Slots.
Yeah, loose slots.
It's funny to like how quick it changes. Like how fast like the hotels that were the nice new hotels.
Oh,
like,
I know.
In 2 years they'll be.
Yeah. What was going on outside of? I think it was Aria. Let me see here. Nicolas Cage and, of all people, the guy from Motley Crue, Vince Neil, were getting into it. So Nick Cage.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Nicolas Cage.
Okay, so which Nick Cage character was he in?
He was in an electric
blue. The Leaving Las Vegas character?
I know, right? That's what I was thinking. So he actually lives there, and so does Vince Neil.
Oh,
so
Lord.
So now, Nicolas Cage was dressed in this electric blue suit. He looked, it was really awesome. I was, you know, I'm like, wow, dude, where'd you get that suit? But apparently, so the story went, according to TMZ, that some woman or somebody came up to Nicolas Cage when they were when he was with Vince Neil and asked for Nick's autograph. And for some reason, he pulled her hair back or something like that. Allegedly, Vince Neil did. And there was an assault charge.
Oh, here we go. That's it. That is a nice suit.
Yeah, so you're looking at it, right?
yeah, that
is a nice blue suit. But then on the way out, of course, yes.
So Vince Neil pulled this fan's hair.
Right, so let me tell you the story officially. Vince Neil and Nick Cage got into a huge physical fight in Las Vegas Thursday after Vince allegedly attacked a woman in a hotel, and Vince is now the subject of a criminal investigation. Law enforcement sources tell us the fight went down around 5 p.m. at the Aria Hotel on the Strip. We're told Nick and Vince were inside when a woman came up to Nick and asked for an autograph. TMZ says Vince allegedly got behind the woman, grabbed her by her hair, and pulled her down to the ground. The video that they have shows the end of the fight between Vince and Nick, and TMZ sources say that Nick was trying to restrain Vince and calm him down, taking him outside of the hotel and into the car. Nick was screaming at Vince, imploring him to calm down, and that's exactly what was going on in the video. I mean, he's like holding him like, dude, stop. Yeah. I mean, what an odd combination. And they both live there,
Dude, that's, man. I'm looking at the TMZ. One of the tags is celebrity justice, and it's a trademark.
They've trademarked celebrity justice.
Celebrity justice, for sure.
Is
that what happened? Like now Nick Cage just like kind of roaming the streets trying to keep the peace? Is that why he's wearing blue?
He's wearing a cape.
Nick Cage, Vegas cop.
But you reminded me of the movie.
I think that's a great show.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Have you seen that?
He was actually drunk on the scene.
Not straight through. Like, no. I've seen bits and pieces of it. I haven't seen it all the way through.
Oh, God. Well, you can't be sober when you watch it.
Yeah. Oh, you mean Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Okay, that's different from Leaving Las Vegas. Okay.
Yes.
But yes, I saw
the one with the acid trip.
Yeah.
Nick Cage isn't in
no,
that.
No. That's Johnny Depp and
he's
playing the
Hunter S. Thompson
guy. Hunter S. Thompson, thank you. It's definitely worth seeing.
Yeah.
Maybe not on acid.
Yeah, it's not as good as Nick Cage's Celebrity Cop.
No.
All right, we got to take a break and we'll be back with more of the Late Night Late Show wrap up and Joe Tobin on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.